This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Friday, February 28th. Good morning, I'm Scott Jagow.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. One person is in custody following a homicide at the Phillips 66 on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton. This happened 6 o'clock last night. Police arrived to find one person shot dead. Bridgeton police still looking for more information about what led up to the shooting.
With financing secure, the oldest public housing complex in St. Louis City is beginning to prepare for major renovations. Julie DeGraff, the VP of Community Redevelopment with Preservation of Affordable Housing, says they've begun to move residents out of a number of apartments as they prepare to demolish and rebuild the units this summer.
We've secured our financing for the first phase of 89 apartments. That will include a mix of apartment types in 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms.
DeGraff says the planning process for the redevelopment began 2 years ago.
The focus of the St. Louis City Mayor's race has been city services, finances, and crime. One candidate says there's something else that needs attention.
We're not talking about schools enough and how the mayor's office and city government can support our school system.
Recorder of Deeds Michael Butler tells KMOX nearly a third of St. Louis public school students deal with housing insecurity and food insecurity. He wants to commit $5 million a year over 5 years from RAM's settlement money to support kids and their families.
And that's going to pay for a full-time social worker, a full-time nurse, and a full-time therapist in about 20 low-income schools in our district, reducing the effect of poverty on student achievement.
Butler says improving housing and continuing to reduce crime are two other critical needs to bring people and businesses back to the city. Megan Lynch, KMOX News.
The primary is Tuesday. To hear all of our interviews with St. Louis mayoral candidates, just go to Total Information AM podcast page on the Odyssey app.
A big piece of concrete broke off a downtown building yesterday.
We're not talking about schools enough and how the mayor's office.
On the sidewalk, thousands of pieces of concrete remain from a large chunk of the window header up on the fourth floor of the St. Louis City Metropolitan Police Academy building on Spruce Street in downtown. Now, in a statement from the president of the Board of Public Service, Rich Bradley, he says that the fracture piece fell off likely because the porous stone facade soaked up moisture, which froze during low temperatures and thawed during high temperatures. He says in a statement that they are working with a masonry contractor who has done other work on the building previously to assess the window header and take steps to prevent another fall from happening. Outside the St. Louis City Police Academy building, Sean Malone, KMOX News.
At St. Louis City Hall, the granite walls and columns are covered with printed papers with scotch tape put up years ago, arrows pointing to amenities that don't exist anymore, old signs from COVID, smoking lounges, even 9/11 signs are still up. There are even signs to designate which waiting chairs belong to which city department.
South City business owner Jason Deem says signs often instruct to do the opposite of what a person naturally would think to do.
Why do you think it's important that the user experience at City Hall be more intuitive than this?
I mean, so many of these signs are just telling you the opposite of what a normal person would do. I mean, I don't know why it seems like most of the double doors at City Hall are backwards, where you enter on the left and exit on the right. You know what? There's no reason for that.
In one image of Deems, a sign above a table in a hallway with rotten bananas on it says, "Please don't remove any furniture from this area." Deems says the biggest cost in making City Hall more user-friendly isn't in dollars, it's cooperation. There are many citywide elected officials and operational departments which claim their own corners of the building.
Secretary Collins has either been lied to about these firings or is knowingly, repeatedly lying to the American people.
Illinois Senator and retired Army combat veteran Tammy Duckworth talking to veterans about recent terminations by the Trump administration.
One of Duckworth's big concerns, job cuts to the crisis hotline for veterans.
The crisis hotline is where veterans turn when they are considering suicide or self-harm. The public servants working there are doing some of the toughest work imaginable to support our heroes in their absolute darkest hour. These are the people that Trump and Musk are happy to throw by the wayside.
Some of those jobs have been reinstated, but not all of them.
That should tell you everything you need to know about how this administration actually feels about our veterans. That should tell you how patriotic they really are. Trump might like to wrap himself in the flag with one hand, but with the other, he's signing off on the orders that sells out our heroes to line his own pockets.
Metro East veteran from Caseyville, Dustin Conklin, tells a senator he took a job with the Natural Resources Conservation Service for the USDA. He was moved to Illinois, leaving where he felt secure and had a support network, all to end up being fired and losing his insurance. That insurance provides for therapy sessions and medication he requires. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, students at St. Louis Community College gathered Thursday to celebrate the opening of the new Nursing and Health Sciences Center on the Florissant Valley campus. The $63 million, 100,000 square foot building is the first of six new buildings made possible by Proposition R, which passed in 2021. According to the Business Journal, the center will house the community college's first ever bachelor's degree program in respiratory care, allow more students in the nursing program, and bring in other programs like dental hygiene, medical assistant, and paramedic technology. I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.